Nate Marchand, Personal Journal. To say big changes happened today would be the understatement of the millennium. After today's broadcast this morning, I spent the afternoon hitting up a few Korean studios for copies of Monstrum, Okja, and Dragon Wars to archive at the island's vault. Thankfully, the Seoul Metro subways cover most, if not all, of the city, so I downloaded the app and used them to get to my destinations. I returned to Ubermogro around dinner time. I was tired and hungry. Maybe even a little hangry. I tried to negotiate for the Korean cut of Crocodile Fangs, but the studio rep just laughed at me and motioned me to leave. Perhaps I should leverage Elijah's connections. Anyway, the bridge was empty when I arrived, so I wandered to my cabin and ripped off my jacket and shoes. Little did I know that one of my shoes jammed the automatic door open a few inches. My acquisition failure had drained me more than I thought. I laid down on my cot to rest for a few minutes. At least I thought it'd be for a few minutes. However long my nap lasted, I was awoken by footsteps and familiar voices in the bridge. Jimmy said,
"Oh man, that Korean barbecue is really catching up with me now."
Kaguya replied,
"Yes, that food was, what is the word? Salacious."
Jimmy laughed and said,
"I think you mean spicy."
"That is what I said, correct?"
"That's close enough."
I rolled out of the cot and walked toward the door. I was going to walk through it when Jimmy said,
"Kaguya, how long have we been together?"
"That is a strange question. You know that answer."
"I'm with her, I thought," Jimmy continued.
"Yeah, I know, baby. It's just, well, I was scared you dumped me a few months ago."
"Dump? Where would I let you fall into a heap?"
"Good God, Scylla, she needs a crash course in slang," I whispered to myself. Jimmy explained,
"No, I meant end our relationship."
"Ah, you mean when you gave me those clothes for Valentine's Day. I yelled at you so much, I went pony."
You mean horse."
"Yes, that is what I meant."
Jimmy's voice seemed to tremble a little as he spoke next.
"Yeah, I'm sure. But, I guess my point here is that we've known each other for a while, and we've been through a lot together, haven't we?"
Oblivious to Jimmy's nervousness, Kaguya replied,
"Ah, I see you want to reminisce. This is an interesting human trait that I like. Yes, my first few months separated from the controller's influence were rough. We zillions are born plugged into a computer network that connects us to the controller. I would not even speak with you while you hid me in your closet. Then, when Nate revealed my presence, I was confused that I was put in prison as a war criminal. My captors offered no help as my withdrawal symptoms worsened."
Confidence slowly returned to Jimmy's voice as he said,
"Yeah, I know. I can only imagine, but it was kind of a blessing in disguise that I was arrested too. Did I ever tell you I requested to be put in the detention cell next to yours?"
I did not know. How endearing."
For someone who was barely a step above a robot most of her life, this was the most surprise I'd ever heard her. Although it was barely registered emotion for a human. Jimmy continued,
"I thought so. Hey, we were Ogasawara's Bonnie and Clyde, so it only made sense."
"Who were they?"
I stifled snickers at the zillion woman's ignorance. Jimmy laughed and said,
I'll explain later, but I guess my point is that I felt responsible for you, which is one reason I wanted to be near you."
"Is that when you realized you loved me?"
"There's that Exilian directness. But honestly, I think it was. I mean, I was struck by you as soon as I found you on that saucer. but you look like Miss Namikawa, and, you know, I kind of have a thing for her.
Yes, because you trained with astronaut Glenn, and
Nick Adams is your spirit animal. Yeah, I know.
That is the only thing you talk about more than the war in space.
I smiled at hearing Kaguya shared my annoyance. Jimmy went on.
Oh, I definitely have since I met you. Well, when we're together, at least. I think Nate and the MIFV listeners still hear me talk about the war in space and the Varassian invasion the most, but who's counting?
That is not what Nate says.
Ha, he is allowed to be wrong. Haven't you read the blogs I write for each episode of the podcast?
Yes, all of them. But what bearing do they have on this conversation?
Rhetorical question, but that's beside the point. I guess I talk about a lot of that stuff on repeat because I want to share my life with you. I want to tell you about all the cool stuff I've done. I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I enjoy it. I enjoy sharing my life with you.
Kaguya paused for a moment. When next she spoke, she sounded strangely reflective.
It was all your strange and wild stories that helped keep me grounded and... what is the word? Hopeful, while I battled my withdrawal symptoms. It made me comfortable with hearing only my own voice in my mind. Then, I welcomed yours inside me.
Jimmy, ever the dirty-minded goofball, snickered. Kaguya asked,
"Why are my words humorous?"
Jimmy wisely said,
No, never mind. I'm just glad we're enjoying each other again.
It was difficult to forgive you for trying to be my new controller. Not long ago, I never would have said that.
You've learned the joys of freedom.
Yes, all thanks to you.
You're trying to make me blush, I'm blushing. Look at me, I'm blushing.
Love is a strange thing. I did not realize how difficult it would be, but also rewarding. After you angered me, I wanted to, as you said, dump you. But your sincerity and your apologies stirred emotions in me I was not expecting. It took time for me to process them. But now, I believe I can absolve you.
Again, I had to stifle a snicker. Jimmy laughed again and said,
Yeah, as the old proverb goes, to err is human, to forgive, divine. It sounds like you've had a wide variety of human experiences now.
I believe I have had the full range.
Jimmy's voice trembled more than ever as he said,
Well, not all of them.
What do you mean, James?
Asked Kaguya. Is he, I said to myself, I risked detection by peeking through the cracked door, just in time to see Jimmy drop to one knee and open a small jewelry case.
I've, prepared a little thing here to help me through this, and, I don't need this. I'm really not good at this kind of thing, as you can clearly see, but, I don't think I need a script to tell you how I feel about you. The truth is, I'm in awe of you. Everything about you, your kindness, your patience, your humor, everything. When we first met, I thought what I wanted was the Namikawa I'd always dreamed about, but That's not really what I wanted. Turns out I wanted you. Not the idealized woman I'd seen in the movies. I could never really love that person. I could never get lost in her eyes, but I get lost in yours every day. Every day. And, I'd love nothing more. Than to keep getting lost in them. Every day. For the rest of my life.
Yes, the obvious question.
So, Kaguya, from the heart of a man who should have died, but found new life in the love you've graced me with. Will you marry me?
Kaguya's eyes widened and her hand covered her gaping mouth. I'd never seen this much emotion on her face before. She could barely say,
I do not... This is so sudden. Marriage is a complicated human custom.
Jimmy wasted no time by replying,
Oh, I know it is, but, we can figure it out together.
Kaguya sighed deeply and said,
Are you sure you want to commit to me as a husband?
More than anything in my life.
Kaguya's hand flew to her chin as she pondered. Finally, she said,
Then my answer is yes.
Jimmy shot to his feet, hugged Kaguya, and kissed her. When he finally released his Herculean lip lock, he put the ring on his now fiancé's finger. She said,
This is not a diamond. That is traditional, correct?
It is, but my unique lady deserves a unique ring. This is jadeite, a gemstone found in the Itoigawa and Omi regions in Japan. Green jadeite is the rarest, which is why it's called Imperial Jadeite.
Kaguya smiled the broadest smile I'd ever seen her smile. She admired the ring on her finger and said,
I love this, but not as much as I love you.
Jimmy blushed. I rolled my eyes. Kaguya said,
We must tell Nate when he returns.
I'm not sure we should.
I thought, to borrow a phrase from Danny, what in the actual Christian hell? A puzzled Kaguya asked,
Why not?
Yeah, why not, Jimmy? I whispered. Jimmy replied,
I'm worried it'll depress him. More.
Why?
It's pretty obvious he's jealous.
Well, he cannot have me.
Kaguya replied indignantly. Jimmy said,
No, it's not that. It's just that he's lonely. I think this'll probably make him feel worse.
You know me too well, Jimmy, I thought. Kaguya said,
We cannot keep this secret from him for long.
Oh, I know, and I'm not gonna go too easy on him. When he finds out, he's gonna have to deal, but I just need a little more time to figure out how I'm gonna tell him.
You humans are so strange.
This is true, but hey, we're never boring.
No, you are not.
I knew Jimmy would torture himself finding the right words, preferably not over his new mic. I debated for a few seconds what I should do, but I quickly tapped a button on the side panel to fully open the door. Jimmy and Kaguya's eyes widened at seeing me. I pretended to stretch and yawn, saying, Hey, lovebirds, what'd I miss? Before either of them could dodge the issue, I glanced at Kaguya's hand and said, Wait, is that an engagement ring? Jimmy sighed and admitted they were engaged. I know they've been through a lot, and just a few months ago, I thought they'd break up, but Jimmy was right. I felt my growing sadness blacken as we three discussed ideas for their wedding. In journal entry. MIFV Episode 91 Epilogue, A Decent Proposal, starring Nathan Marchand as MIFV Nate, featuring Jimmy from NASA as himself, and making her MIFV debut, Rebecca Olivia Hodges as Kaguya. Written, directed, produced, and edited by Nathan Marchand. Music tracks included So It Goes by Kabuki Bear and Abandoned by God by Ro Taka. Sound effects sourced from freesound.org and created by JP Gant. Our story segments were made possible by the generous MIFV Max members on Patreon, including executive producer Damon Noyes. This is a fan production, and no copyright infringement is intended or implied. All characters, video clips, and audio clips belong to their respective copyright holders. MIFV is a Moonlighting Ninjas media production and a proud member of PodNation. Thank you for listening. Next time, Snazzy versus Guamule.